Well, forgive me already for, I'm going to be reading because I was afraid that if I don't read, we might go into the next service. Before I knew Christ, my grandparents raised me. I remember my grandfather being up early in the morning, sitting at the kitchen table reading his Bible. As a young girl around 4 or 5, I remember sitting at the kitchen table with him at times and him telling me all these stories from the Bible. One of my grandparents explained to me who God is. I thought I understood God, though I did not understand why he had to give his son as a sacrifice for me. That part I didn't get. I did not then understand the gravity of my sin. My understanding of who I thought God was grew, though, but I did not understand him fully. The first book I read was the Bible. The first story was Genesis. I understood that God was always with me and would never leave me, yet the way I perceived God was inaccurate. This was not the God of the Bible. He was not all-powerful, in my mind. This was a God who needed me. I understood God to be like my earthly father. He was a good man, but he needed help. My family seemed to have great needs in my eyes. I saw myself as emotionally stronger than most of them. Even as a young girl, I didn't share my hurts like other girls probably did with their parents or grandparents. I hid them because I didn't want to place more burdens on my family. Therefore, I rarely shared my needs, wants, or disappointments. And if I shared, I made sure those were easily, you know, I was asking for something that they could easily meet. I saw my role in life as the one who was to take care of others and take care of my family. They seemed very weak, except my grandfather, who was a Christian, and I lived with them. So that was such a blessing, you know, God's provision. My parents lived right across the street. I could have lived with them, but I lived with my grandparents. During childhood and adolescence, I had this constant monologue with God all the time. I mean, I was talking to him throughout the day, like every day of my life. Probably not a day went by that I didn't talk with him, but it was just one way. I wasn't listening to him. I didn't realize it, though. However, at the time, I didn't realize that, you know, it was almost always that one way talk. I wasn't listening. I would tell God how I would help him. I really believed I was born into the family I was born into, to be there for them. I went to a Catholic grade school and attended church at least once a week, usually more often. However, I learned nothing meaningful about God at school. The things I learned about God the things I learned about people in religious roles were extremely negative. I loved being in church when no one else was there. I observed much hypocrisy in those who attended church, with the exception, again, of my grandfather, who I lived with. I saw him go through all kinds of things in life, but always stayed close to the Lord, extremely close. I would go to God, but I didn't want to burden him either, so I wouldn't tell him what I needed or anything about anything except how I can help other people. Yet I prayed for my family, and I prayed for, interestingly, people groups. I prayed for always five. There's five: the sick, the elderly, the lonely, the sad, and the poor. I experienced much neglect of all kinds and abuse when I was a young girl, but I never blamed God for it. I knew that the people who were doing it were very troubled, and didn't know God. My understanding was that the best way to show God how I loved him was to make personal sacrifices and not pay attention to my own needs. I wasn't in the Bible at that time, so I didn't know like I know now. You know, it's obedience, and loving God is what he wants. You don't need to sacrifice. You need to be obedient, but although we do make sacrifices. I kept to myself. My father thought I was a very cold person. of course, that hurt. In order to deal with my life then, I had to retreat into myself and just guard myself emotionally. My focus was so much on the needs of others that I missed the true intimacy that I always yearned for and needed to have with Christ. One of the most damaging things I heard growing up, and unfortunately I did believe, was God helps those who help themselves. I heard that a lot, and also a lot in my head. At a young age, I closed the Bible because I thought men wrote it. Men hurt me, people, and if men wrote the Bible, I kept it sacred, you know, in a place, but I just closed it, no more reading it. And I stopped at a very young age doing that, reading the Bible. I didn't understand at the time that the Bible is God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16 says that. Because I closed the Bible at this very young age, I didn't know the truth. I forsook the Bible and tried to live out that statement, God helps those who help themselves. During adolescence, I experienced several traumatic events. My mother's tragic death, my father and grandfather's death, and my ex-husband's unfaithfulness. I allowed my heart to harden, not only toward others, but also this time toward God. It was my ex-husband's unfaithfulness for which I was extremely angry for the first time at God. I thought God and I had a deal, believe it or not. And his responsibility was to protect me from certain things. Not everything, but certain things. And this was one I expected him to protect me from. But he didn't. I started to believe Satan's lie that I was not worthy of love, this is something I had questioned earlier in life, that I wasn't worthy of love. And that led me into sin, as you can imagine, which from the first moment, thank God, caused a great amount of pain and misery in a way that I had never experienced. All the abuse that, you know, and everything, there was nothing like that. Sinning, knowing I was understanding sin to some extent then, seeing myself as a sinner, and it was just horrible. I knowingly went into sin, but I was miserable. God didn't allow me to enjoy not a minute of it. But then, I'm going to share with you how I came to know Christ. It was in my early 20s that I came to a strong assurance and understanding of the gospel. I finally realized that I could not continue living in my own strength. The pain from my sinful lifestyle was more than I could handle. This was a revelation to me. Like, there was something that I couldn't handle. This is when God broke me. How could I have missed this? I told the Lord, I cannot do this. I can't do this life without you. I need you. It was probably the first time I told the Lord I needed him. As Psalm 51 says, I had sinned against God in those sins and God alone. God showed me that I needed to turn my focus from the world, from the cries of my flesh, and Satan's lies, and turn my eyes upon him. I listened by surrendering myself to the Lord, letting him who formed me have his way with me. I had been a rebel, even though he had always showered me with his love. I mean, I knew of his love when I was younger, and then I chose to sin later. As God revealed more of himself to me through his word, and amazingly through his Holy Spirit, I grasped deeper understanding of Jesus Christ's sacrifice for me, and in my place, and his resurrection. I understood it at that point. If I had been surrendered, I believe, firmly believe, and in the Word, when those tragedies in my life happened and the trials and temptations came in my life, I truly believe that I would not have made those ungodly decisions. Nonetheless, even then, he was in control and was using these things to bring me to himself. That's so God. He'll just take, you know, whatever you're going through, whatever Satan is trying to do to harm you, and as he did with Jesus, his son, he uses it for his glory and your good. Unfortunately, it was my ignorance and stubbornness that created that distance that I yearned for with God. I was aware that I was always yearning for that, but again, I wouldn't, ask him for anything. Yet when I cried out for forgiveness at this time, I saw my sin for the first time very clearly. Christ took away, however, though he took away my shame at that point and my sorrow, it was a miracle, as you probably know, giving me his beautiful love in its place. It was so amazing. He cleansed me instantly from those sins, instantly, and filled me with his strength to walk away from them for good. I will be forever grateful and never, leave God. Well, he'll never leave me. God has taught me in many ways of his great faithfulness in my weakness. When my grandmother, who raised me, who I was extremely close to, was very ill, I could not think of my life without her. Through the most painful circumstances I have experienced thus far in life, neglect, the death of loved ones, a failed marriage, a chronic debilitating illness that lasted pretty severely for 7 years, living with my insufficiencies that I had realized I had, and failures, and attacks from the evil one, my Father in heaven has taught me that no matter what happens, his grace is sufficient, for his power is made perfect in my weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. This is one of my life verses because for my whole life, I believed, thought, it was somewhat instilled in me that I needed to be strong. But in Christ, when I am weak, I am strong. During these times of weakness, God has filled me with indescribable joy. I have no words for it. I have experienced since then times when most people would be seriously depressed, grieved, but in these moments, I have peace and even indescribable joy. Since coming to know Christ, I have prayed Psalm 139. The only thing I wanted in the world was to know him, and to know him intimately. The desire was stronger than anything else. It still is. And that he would search my heart and purge me from any wicked way, anything that doesn't please him, and I meant it. And that's what started my 7 years at that point of almost debilitating illness. In a sense, coming to know Christ ruined my life with suffering. But in reality, it gave me life, and it gave me life abundantly. During those years when I was sick, and it was a systemic thing, so it affected my memory, and what I do for a living, I really need my brain. It affected my energy and everything, and I lost almost everything I had. Everything that gave my life, fulfillment, eating, everything, friends. I mean, everything. I was stripped of everything, and that was the time in my life when, I don't know, I had more joy than I could explain. God is amazing. My confession of Christ and my new life. I am here today to tell you that the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, is my Savior. He saved me from hell and from a life of misery on earth. And Jesus Christ is also my Lord. He's the one I follow. He's the one that I love. He's my all in all. He's my life. And it now could never be any other way. I needed him, and I need him, and I will always need him. I no longer worry about people or fear them like I did. He has me safe and secure in the palm of his hand. I live to please him according to his will sorry. Before I knew Christ, I tried to please him according to my will. I told him how I would help him, but now I don't do that anymore. I live to please him according to his will and his standards. Each day on earth, he directs my life. Every second of the day, he directs my life with his word and his Holy Spirit to keep me walking close to him. He makes the otherwise mundane tasks of this life an incredible journey of sweet peace and excitement with him. He gives me himself continuously from the kind of pure and unconditional love I can barely grasp. He fills me with the Holy Spirit in a way that often leaves me at a loss for words. During the time that I was, the 7 years that I was very ill, when I had peace that surpasses all understanding and joy that I can barely describe, I would be at a loss for words. I would try and tell the Lord how his love was affecting me, but I just couldn't. Sometimes I would be driving, and I really had to pay attention to the road, of course, but I just couldn't help but worship him, with my whole being. And either I'm crazy, because my life is, I've been stripped of everything, and I have more joy than I've ever had, or God is amazing, The Lord is using the transforming work he has done in my heart and my soul to point others to him, I'm seeing, bring hope to the afflicted, those people that I prayed for when I was 5 years old and till today, and helping him to make disciples, all for his glory. As Ephesians 2:8 says, I've realized that even my faith, today I have, I do have great faith, I think, and I realized that's not for me at all, that is a gift from my Father, and therefore I take credit for nothing. Let those who glory, glory in the Lord. Without Christ, I can do nothing. That's what John 15:5 says, and I've come to know that personally. He has shown me times when I cannot do the simplest thing. It doesn't make sense. But I see now that he's using that to remind me that I need him, to keep me close to him. And yet he says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, his precious daughter who he loves, and whom he is constantly sanctifying and transforming into the likeness of his Son, Jesus Christ, which is right from Romans 8:29. And he will continue to do this to the day I see him face to face. Nothing can ever change that. He is and will always be my God, my Father, my Savior, my Comforter, my great physician, my refiner, my Lord, my closest friend. Today I can say, God is my life, and I will live forever for him. Thank you.